Good morning, afternoon, or evening to our listeners. We just wanted to give a quick thank you to the sponsor of this podcast, which is The Times. We are so excited to be working with them. You can sign up for The New York Times by visiting their website, www.nytimes.com. Let's get into the podcast.
It's different now, everything has changed. Always on plane, always something new. I said nothing's new, nothing's changed, I still need you.
Good morning. Hello. Welcome back to Actually Interested. Is this episode 59?
56? I think it's 56.
It's Friday morning, 7:48 a.m. in the studio. Joe Awesome, Johnny.
The best Jesse. People.
Jesse chilling.
Sendejas.
We out here. Episode 56.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
Sunday.
It's how do you turn?
24.
Nice.
Never been 24. What does it feel like?
It's been a while for me.
Yeah.
It was closer for Joe.
What, 3 years
ago? I don't remember 20. Like, I probably got married at 24. No, I got married at 25. No. I'm not sure.
Joe, what were you doing?
I was living in the loft next to the one you live to right now.
Oh, with the other boys?
With Pablo and all of them.
Not Gambo's no more.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know Pablo lived there when
I
lived there.
Pablo lived either.
Yeah, he moved in the summer of 2018.
Oh, because he was at TFNI, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Good days.
How was the week? A lot of work.
It was a good week. Yeah. It was a really good week, yeah.
It's good.
I enjoy Fridays. I'm looking forward to today.
Because it's like heavy workload Monday through Thursday and like a lighter load Friday.
I think it's more... We've selected Friday to be more of like a personal day, like a self, because I don't know how to say it, like a not discovery day, but like there's no client meetings really on Fridays. We don't schedule a ton of meetings for Fridays, and so it allows us to like deep dive into things that we're interested in.
Yeah.
So it's cool, and there's just not a lot of due dates for Fridays. Like we push everything from Monday to Thursday. Mm. So Fridays become somewhat just different, but enjoyable.
An in-house day.
Yeah, it's kind of like an in-house day.
It's cool.
So I enjoy that for sure. It was a good week. I feel like there was a lot of things due this week, Joe. Like truly, like
mm-hmm.
like when I say true deadlines, like actual need to be turned in, not like rough, like not soft deadlines, but actual. And I thought we got them done. That was good. Even from Monday, that project, it was good. Also, it was actually short. Like Monday, it was Martin Luther King Day, and there's a lot of people that didn't work, and so it was kind of a Tuesday to Thursday week. But we came in.
Yeah, we had a full week.
Yeah.
So. Same. Yeah, it was good. It was a good week for sure. How about you?
It's been cool.
Yeah.
It was like really good the first 2 weeks. And because everything kind of happened at once, now it's been very slow.
Oh, for real?
And it's just kind of boring.
Oh, because you went hard? Like,
yeah, like everyone was doing something, boom, 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 boom. And now it's like, oh, okay. So I got to find the people who need to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's been crazy. I was showing Jesse my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever had it that full the past 2 weeks.
It looked nice.
Right? Yeah. Which was frustrating. Half of them were like meetings. But
I know.
Meetings. I feel like I'm getting better at talking than I am
at creating.
At my craft.
We talked about that the other day.
Do you ever lead the meetings, or is it like someone else is leading the meeting?
Recently, I've been the one sort of leading the convo. Yeah. Cool. Just more for... but that scared
out of nowhere in jail. Yeah. I mean, the meetings that we schedule internally is just so we can touch base around certain projects or initiatives that we're doing. So... It's like we do schedule a lot of time. It probably should be differently called, but it's just time where we could work together.
Yeah,
you know, cool. On specific things, because there's a lot of sort of different things flowing. So I think working together on projects is helpful.
It helps a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we are doing different types of projects now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, that was a good week. What's on your mind, Jess? What are we going to get into today?
I think we should get into
like probably eating oatmeal every day. Super helpful. Yeah, because like I don't. I feel like I'm pretty full until like 11, 12.
Yeah.
Before I was just so hungry from now till 12, yeah. You know? But this is helpful and it's easy to make. I've been experimenting.
Do you do the hot water and like that's what heats it up, like from a kettle pot?
Yeah. Super I have easy. To time it though, like, because when I wake up, I'll go turn it on and I've tried doing like, I'll just shower because I always shower in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'll shower, come back. But the other day I did that. And by the time I came back after the shower, it was just, it was like burnt. Oh. You know, the whole thing was like smelling the whole house. So, yeah, it was just hot water. It's just hot water and then like milk over it at the end. Almond butter goes, it's good on it. So, what were you saying?
Sounds pretty good.
It sounds fire.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice to hear y'all's take.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. How important it is to like, to share your wealth of knowledge, because you're so for people, and there's a lot of leaders that aren't for people. You'd be for a random stranger that walked in, and you'd be
down. What happened to the guy in Houston? I heard something happened.
Houston?
I don't know.
Something happened last week with someone in Houston, kind of a big leader.
Oh, the spitting.
Nah, Houston.
Oh, it's bad. No, yeah, that one's not cool. Bad. Yeah, it's not.
Like, it's not. Let's not go there.
Nah.
It's bad.
It's bad.
I mean, it's.
I mean, I'm down to go there.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I just heard.
It was all over again.
What are you saying about wealth of knowledge, leaders? I agree. There's some people that don't like to share, for sure.
Yeah, how did that come about? Because even, I think, Joe, you've, not saying you haven't been in that role, but I don't know if you've been. You were always the one kind of doing, but shout out to homie Michael Yarborough. Like, you got brought him down. You let him
do
the screens. Like, Johnny, I think back the first time we were at conference, you were like, here's an iPhone, Upper Room's on live, go film. I was like, yo, what?
To Jesse?
To me.
That's how we did Pablo, too.
And I'm just like,
Pablo's first day was get the camera and go.
It's crazy. Like, how did that even start? Like, because I feel like no one really does that.
Like, that philosophy?
Yeah.
Jay. I feel like Jay has a really good.
I still wrestle with that. I was driving here thinking about that a little bit. Because I think one of the things that we're facing, at least we've been talking about, Joe and I, is revolving like around taste and references and just what we're into and what we're not into. Mm-hmm. And I think that the extroverted like people person in me, that's where that comes from. Is like I like making people feel good and I like making people feel welcome and a part. Like that's a big part of my DNA. And so when I see someone that's interested in something, be it Jesse at 19 or Pablo at 18, whoever it may be, like I go there instantly to think about like what can I give you to make you feel a part of what we're doing?
Yeah.
I do think about that. And then what I've realized about that is that like a lot of times that 18-year-old, like I'm interested in like what you would do, Jesse, like you've never held a camera. So I'm interested in like the angle or the approach that you would take. Cause you're like you're a really raw, naked kid. Yeah. Does that make sense? Like, especially when it comes to this creative world. So I'm interested in seeing that. But the most interesting thing is like you feeling a part of what we're doing.
What do you think that came from though?
Well, I think it just, I think probably my sort of North Star of like building community, building friends, like building a, like, I've always rolled like that. Like, I'm always inclusive and like,
it's true.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, even from day one, like with sports or cars and whatever I made, like whatever I was doing. Like, I mean, I can think back to I remember my birthday's in November. We talked about this the other day, and like I always had
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, but like, you know, Black Friday was happening, right? So like Black Friday was a few days after, so we would always go shopping for my birthday that Black Friday weekend. And I just always remember taking friends with me, and like, to me, enjoying Black Friday on my own was just not fulfilling. So yeah. I just always remember, I literally remember Anchor Blue taking Nick and friends to go buy clothes. But it like that same thing comes across today. Right. That's where it comes from. I don't think it's at all noble. It was just like my preference of like, hey,
just how you do life.
Hey, like, let's do it together, yeah. You know? But back, like, so we can, like, that's where it comes from. But again, going back to like taste reference, the stuff that we're talking about, like, I have seen that come to this, like, this place of, man, I could rely on that. Like, I could rely on giving that information or giving that sort of, not access, but like, hey, yo, here it is. Like, you want to take care of it? Let's see how it goes. And so I've gotten to this weird, like, man, what do I, like, what is self? Like, what do I like? Like, what, not what you like, but what do I truly like? And that's a difficult question for me to answer right now, because I think what I just described is like, a lot of times what I like is like what you would like, because I generally would like that.
Yeah.
But I'm going through that.
Yeah.
But that's where it comes from. Does that make sense?
That's cool. Joe, was that like, I don't know, was that
pretty similar?
Kind of the beginning, I don't know, of y'all's relationship?
I mean, yeah.
And is that where you inherit that from? Have you always been the same as Joe?
Inherit?
Yeah. I mean, I think because you start to see, growing up, I always wanted to like sort of be a part, but I was always too young almost. I mean, my brother was 10 years older, so I always wanted to be around somebody who was older. And I think coming across Johnny, it was the first time that I had met somebody that was okay with me holding his expensive camera. Like, I had always been filming on my iPhone for my dad's church. And then I remember I texted him. I was like, yo, are you doing anything? It was like the second week of school, so I was like super excited. I had red pants, so I wanted to like flex my red pants, because I was like I'm doing something different. And so I texted Johnny and I was like, yo, are you doing anything? He's like, yeah, I'm going to this like art show. And I was like, can I come through, me and Daniel? And he was going with Joel, and he was like, yeah. And I got in his car, and it was the first time I saw like a DSLR, like a big camera.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And he was like, bro, just use it. And he literally did the same thing he did to you, to me, like, go take photos and just see what happens. And I think it allowed me to feel like, damn, like, I can do anything. Yeah. And not only can I do anything, it made me feel, if I've done everything I could with an iPhone, I'm probably going to kill it with a DSLR. But no one almost gave me a chance to prove that, you know, to prove even myself that I could do it.
It's really good.
And I think ever since then, it's that feeling of, I, you know, if I meet a Pablo, for me, it's very similar to the Johnny thing, but I think about myself a lot.
Yeah.
And how much it gave me power to say, like, oh, like, you, like, kind of exactly what you described of like, I'm going to like what you like. I think as a creative, you can get really, really insecure about what you like. But then if somebody else comes next to you and they're like, I like it too. Oh, it makes it all so much better.
Which is really where the word collaboration, I think, comes from.
Yeah,
it's like when you internally collaborate like that, it's not even you never say Pablo or your friends like, let's collaborate. It's not that, but it's when you're working, I think that's a true point. Like, when you're working on something and someone sees it that's close to you that you trust, but that you don't have to like present it, but they're just seeing it on literally Photoshop and they're like,
that's sick.
Yo, what is that? Yeah. Like, that's sick. That moment right there is like magic.
Yeah.
And
it kind of happened the first time we met, because I was like, yo, I don't know how we did it. And oh, this is exactly what happened. And I was like, oh my gosh, bro, I need to be around this man way more. I was designing stuff on my phone, like with that app. Literally, like, if I deactivated that Instagram, I don't know why. I wish I did it. But I would post my, like, it would be like scriptures, like, the Lord is my, like, make, be strong and courageous, I think. I remember. And I would put like circles next to it, and he'd be like, bro, how did you do that? And I was like, on my phone. He goes, that's crazy. And I was like, I really like this new album from United. what do you think? And he goes, bro, yes. And I was like, bro, like, what about, remember the drums? He's like, yes. I think exactly what you're saying. Like, we never were like, hey, let's collaborate on this design ever. I mean, this was 2013,
yeah, long time,
right?
Dang.
Yeah. But then, but the fact that that happened, if you're able to do that, sure, with more humans, bro, that there's not a better feeling.
No.
Yeah. You know, like, there's not a better feeling if you, if you can do it with so two people, true, it's awesome. Doing it with like four or five, I mean, I think there was a time in like 2018 where that's what all, I think it's why it happened, what it happened where we work, because it was just that.
Just that, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that's a, when you said that, like, I don't think a ton about what it does, but I do think about myself. I think about, you know, I've played music a long time and I always remembered, oh, actually, it's funny, I never thought about this until now. Like, when I, close to that, a few years before that, I must have been like 18.
It's crazy. It's like,
I must have been like 2008, 2009. I remember going to a Hillsong concert in LA. Oh, yeah, you, I think I've told you the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was playing drums and it was my life at the time, like church and
drums,
and drums and music and like probably a lot of us kids at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember
doing the same thing at that age too.
Like, I mean, it was the first time that Hillsong was in LA in all of the United States. It was a long time ago. It was the album right before like Look to You. So like nothing had came out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember we went to LA and we stood in a line, a huge line to get in. When we got in, we were supposed to go to the overflow room, which sucked ass. I was like, no, like we didn't want to go there. So of course, like we snuck in.
Yeah.
We literally were at the front and it was just awesome. Like I'd never experienced, I mean, grew up in a Hispanic church. Like all I knew was, you know,
white chairs.
Yeah. White chairs, like all that. And
ladies in jean skirts.
And bro, they sang like, God, I look to you and I stand with, I used to think that with arms and heaven in awe. I didn't know what all meant. So I thought it was all, you know, I just kept saying in all a bit, you know, I didn't know awe at the time, but that's how young I was. Wow. Anyway, at the end of that show,
so nice.
At that show, actually, it did something that I always imagined doing. And then there was two things. I don't think I've told you the first one. The in the intermission, the band came out and they're like, yo, who here can play one of our songs on bass and drums? And it was one of those like Tell the World songs.
Yeah.
And they're like, who knows a song? Who can come up and play it? And I remember that feeling like,
oh, it's me.
I can play it. You know, that's exactly there's an opportunity.
Oh my gosh. And
there's a girl that went up. There was a girl that went up and played it. And I just, that moment, like, how cool that these people give this girl an opportunity. What comes out of that? I don't know. I think what you just said, like, oh my gosh, they believe in me. What, all those things. So I was really impacted by that. And then after the show, we stayed because we were, you know, right there. I went to the bathroom and then Jad, I think, was there. And I don't know why, but he was like, hey, mates, you know, in his Australian accent to me and Nick. And then he asked us like what we did and we're like, oh, we're musicians, we play, you know, all that thing. And he's like, oh, like stay here, like I'll be right back. So he puts his guitar stuff down because he was backstage and he goes to the green room and comes back with a bunch of food. I don't know why, like a bunch of food and then drumsticks signed by the players. And he just gives them to me and like prays with us. And so like those kind of moments, I was like, man, like you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and in this regard, like when someone extends the hand towards you that you don't necessarily deserve,
yeah,
I think it means a lot.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I think that, you know, I think that even today I'm given those opportunities by people from, whether it's Price that extended a hand that he didn't really have to,
mm-mm,
whoever, right? Like that happens
all the time.
And I think that,
well, because I think there's also another side of it where I don't know if it's like you strategically positioned to do that, but it's almost you attract stuff like that. Like I think you attract.
I was actually driving here again. I It's weird that we're talking about this. I was thinking about a group of people or a person that like this hasn't gone well with, and I was thinking why. I'm like, why has this not gone well with? Because I feel like we've extended and given and truly like given opportunity, and when it turns back, and like I'm not necessarily asking for anything, but I do like when someone extends a hand, at least be nice about it. And here's the thing, we're going to keep extending the hand. So that's what pisses me off. Because we, like, that's the thing. We
regardless,
will. Regardless. We're always kind of like, yo, like, I don't know, use our space, use our shoot, use our equipment. Like, oh, like here you go.
Yeah.
I think the only, it's not even an expectation. I just think that, like,
well,
we intentionally are doing that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we don't expect it back because we don't ever, I mean, well, I'm not going to gain anything from, like,
yeah,
that, but I think it's the at the core, it's collaboration. It's like, yeah, hey,
that's true.
Genuinely, like at the core, when we do that, because it's similar to like, I remember Jared always be like, I would never let my people borrow my car, but in and after like living with you, I literally give keys to like all my friends, and they're all very like, they get super surprised by it. But I think it's the idea of, hey, I have your back, and then like in a not a weird way, but like because I know you have my back. You know what I mean? Like, that's all it is.
I think you do get something though. Like if Johnny, that moment when he did that for me, and maybe it's because we got to grow in relationship from that experience with him. It was like, okay, whatever you need, I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's probably in the back of my mind every time something goes on. Like, I'm like, I don't care. I'm down.
Or and maybe I'm thinking about this too. It probably communicates, like it takes you from 0 to 10 much faster.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, what's up? I think in community and culture, I think that that's just part of culture, that especially in creative culture, I think that it could be, again, going back to sort of what we're feeling right now about tastes and references, like it could feel like a lot of times creative cultures can feel very selfish.
Yeah.
And so this is a bit of a opportunity to like
change that
yeah, up. And so I think if I was talking to a friend the other day in another city, and he's like, yo, like I just wish we had more like collaborative community and creative, like everyone sort of, and I think it's because of that, like I understand, I get it, because sometimes it could just, you know, we've wrestled with this, like how many times have people called you and be like, I mean, for a project that we're not working on, that we have nothing to do with, and you know, they'll call you, Joe, and like, yo, I'm stuck on this edit, or like, I'm stuck on this design. Like, can you help me? And like, you just jump on
for sure.
And that's not like a, I don't know. That's nothing other than just, that's how we choose to do life.
I saw a tweet today by one of my favorite people, but he said, I have infinity energy. Bro, when I read that, it reminds me of this conversation of like how important, obviously not necessary to have like energy for it, but the energy you bring to collaboration, like,
yeah,
I mean, it was Archie who tweeted it, and
he did,
and it makes sense once you meet him.
Totally.
Bro, he's so like, he just seems like he has infinity energy, genuinely. Totally. But at the same time,
oh yeah,
he almost lives and breathes what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. And it just, to be that, I think it is a goal to, you know, if Dan's from across the street comes and it's like, hey, I want to make more sales. Obviously, I don't think we're necessarily in the sales business, but if you really want it, then we can want it as much with you, and let's go. Right, like right. I think that's the same concept that was like, hey, you want to film? Okay, we want you to film as much as you want to film.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's that. Yeah. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but I don't know what you were saying, Johnny. But I love that I have infinity energy, because it's so true, bro. Like to collaborate, you it's just the best thing to have energy for anything that you're doing. I mean, we talked about it like 2 weeks when we did this pod, and how important it is to bring that.
Yeah,
energy, you know, because I mean, I think about Virgil and I wonder his energy, like to do everything that he did, which is, I can go down that road, but
mm-hmm.
yeah,
I mean, that's a big deal. So I think if we segue, like, that's sort of the why, the philosophy. Like, I think it's just something that as a person and as people and the kind of people that we are and persons we are, I think it translates into how we approach whatever we do, right? That's a true thing. Like, when someone's like, yo, the culture's whack or whatever, like, a lot of it's because of people
not having that.
No. I think like good culture, bad culture, it's totally representative of the person or the people. Mm. So it's like, why is the culture this way? It's because that's how people are. That's how the people are.
Yeah.
Like, like the people, people, like, why is PlayLab like that? Because Archie and the dudes are like, that's how it's formed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The thing that I'm wrestling with about this soul philosophy is knowing when to close the door.
Yeah.
Not extending, but like when is the party over, and when is it like, yo, we're gonna close the door and like for the next 6 hours you're just gonna do some deep dives and like right now it's self, like it's not I don't know if discovery, but like it's just self work or self deep dive. Does that make sense? Because I think that there's some, like, I'm coming to that place where, like, okay, right now for these next six hours or for these next 2 weeks, like, we're just diving in.
Yeah.
Like, we've launched two internships since we started this studio.
Three, you know, I think it's been three.
Maybe three, we've done many for sure, but I think it's only been two. Summer and then summer.
And then Nickel?
And that's right, that Nickel one and then the other one.
But then...
And then Austin. Yeah.
That's three.
That's three.
I'm telling you.
So we've launched three, eight, and that comes from a like same thing. It's like opening opportunity, but we're kind of getting into like we're gonna dive ourselves, and I mean we're sort of taking one on, but it's different. Like, so this whole philosophy thing, I think we're still thinking through it. We're always going to extend the hand, but right now I think the deep dive
it's kind of like I like to think about Willy Wonka, and you know how for a long time no one knew what was happening in the chocolate factory, but then all of a sudden he opened the doors and it was like, what's happening? And I'm not saying like we're doing that for the masses, but at least for ourselves the factory has been open, and it's open for anyone to come in. Mm-hmm. But it's not that the factory is closed; it's just the factory is now working, right? And hopefully we get to open it soon. But I think the idea of it's not open all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we're heading there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we need to.
I think that comes truly. Like, this is very practical.
Code, bro.
Like, we're talking about some dives that, like, just some things that we're interested in, and the usual approach would be like, let's just share it. And I'm not even saying gatekeep. I'm not saying keep it.
No.
But I'm saying like, maybe this is just for me, bro, or for whoever to consume. I'm just gonna eat.
Johnny's first.
That's
move
what I'm saying.
As creative director at Upper Room, you know what he did?
What?
You know what we did? Do you remember what we did? Mm-mm. Literally, that was like, you got hired, and then that weekend.
We
did a post that there was an internship.
Oh, we did?
And that was a non-existent internship, bro.
Yeah, but that was like that, the summer one?
It's just the idea of
releasing.
But you're saying almost like a, not a pullback, but...
Not a pullback like of like, again, gatekeeping, or if someone... Here's the thing. If someone asks and stuff, like, I think we're super open, but like right now, if there's an artist in the studio, like... There's a time to tour, and then there's a time to like just jump into the studio.
Yeah.
And you're locked in for like 3 months. And that's how I feel.
You're sleeping at the studio.
Yeah. It's really nice. So I think that's at least what we're craving. Yeah. Because there's some stuff that we're in right now, and like I generally think that we just need to sit on it, eat it, consume it.
For sure.
That's it.
Because timing is everything.
Yeah. But I think intake is everything, is what I'm finding, like, is consumption. And I'm like, I've super enjoyed actually not having to worry about posting or really consuming Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's my intake. Like, it shouldn't be my intake.
Yeah.
And then I shouldn't worry about, like spending money on there.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to, I just want to keep filling my bank. That's like, and obviously Instagram's not bad. I like, whatever. Yeah. It's not about that. But even this, like, I don't know. I don't even, I feel even, yeah, talking about this, like, now getting in there, because I think it's so premature. Like, we're just talking about something that we're into right now. And yeah. It's,
yeah, I mean, you know, if you listen to the old podcast, it's nothing like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not.
No.
Right?
Yeah. But I think because we're constantly evolving. I was thinking about this a lot.
Yeah.
How we've only been in sort of
this space
for 2 years. And
I was telling Ashton that, because we were in house, obviously, at Upper Room for 5 years, 6 years. And then just jumped fully into this. But I feel like the conversations we're having right now are actually super unlocking and very quick. Like, how do I say this? Like, we talked about this the other day. Like, we're quicker to catch. Like I'm realizing it quicker and faster. And I know but it's like, oh man, I feel like this, what we're talking about right now is literally unlocking. It's so much. And so it makes me excited.
For sure.
You know?
I mean, it's unto growth. It's unto, like,
new. Yeah.
I think new things that we haven't yet really worked with, unlocked. That sun looks nice.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited. I think good work. Anyway, so
that's a philosophy. Did you see David come in?
David! I'm not sure.
It's 8:20.
Is he here?
Oh, scared me, bro. That genuinely scared me.
I
had a question for you.
For some reason, it cuts out.
Bro, I don't know why. It's like a compressing.
Yeah, almost, it feels like a compressor.
Yours,
like,
too?
Mine feels like that, yeah.
Check. See, look right there. I'm talking loud, but it's...
Yeah, like compresses it?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's all good.
Did you do... I don't know.
I'll figure it out later.
I had a question.
Ooh, this one's nice. About what?
About you and how... Because I was listening to the podcast that I sent you yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I want to go.
Man, I had it, but it's just something that I've been thinking a lot about.
Tell me.
I don't remember. You might have just answered it right now, and you might have answered it last night. But just the idea of...
It sounds kind of weird, bro. Like, you answered it last night.
Dang. We were texting last night. That's why, bro. Chill. It had to do with people.
Okay.
That, like, it was just had to do with people and the way I think you do a really good job at, of course, leading people. Like, I think that's a given. You can lead people really well, but there is another side to you with, I don't know. Because I'm trying to think of what my question was. This literally was last night. Bernice, I was here in the studio with Bernice.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a good question for Jay for tomorrow's podcast. Because I'm genuinely curiously interested.
Do you know what it is? You forgot.
No, I forgot. I forgot.
Well,
but we can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time.
Sweet.
Jesse, really, anything really else?
No.
You feel good?
That's what I thought about this morning, too.
You were thinking about it?
Yeah. So that's really good. I feel like you are... I think this stage, I'm excited because I just feel like y'all are, like, in Japan and just trying to, like, figure out what you like, but you're not on live stream. And I think that's really cool.
Because
then you're going to pick out the sickest things you like, and then that'll be what's on live stream. So, like, it'll eventually come.
Yeah.
We are like, okay, do I like this Japanese denim? Do I like this Birkin? Do I like that?
Yeah.
It's exciting. New 2.0.
Yeah.
5.0.
So I mean, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. I mean, it is already exciting.
Yeah.
For sure. Everything's different now. Everything's
said nothing's new, nothing's changed, I still need you. I'm about to hit the booth.